This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waiting to hear some promotional voice for the DJB podcast, Victoria. I guess that's not going to happen, so let's get at it. In this hour of the DJB program, Friday, May the 25th, you will hear an update on a number of issues confronting us here in the United States of America and around the world. It is Memorial Day weekend, unofficial start of the summer season. Day to remember lots of people who did lots of things, most of them good on behalf of the salvation of the world and the United States. We'll get to that during the course of our conversation. First up, though, in this hour, Victoria has some trending items that'll get your attention.
Yeah, we're kind of going to go around the world quickly. So last night in Toronto, in a suburb of Toronto, actually, two men in their mid-20s walked into an Indian restaurant with a homemade bomb and set that off. They have escaped. They are currently being sought after by police. 15 people have been injured. Three were taken to a trauma center. There doesn't seem to be any direct motive as to why this happened, but the Indian consulate in Canada has opened up helplines, so people can reach family and loved ones who may have been at this restaurant. It's called the Bombay Behel. So, wow. Once again, it's another story in Toronto. Toronto seems to have something going on up there. I'm not sure. But this is only 3 hours.
Bombay? It's called the Bombay to Hell?
No.
Is that the name of the restaurant? No,
Bombay Behel. B-H-E-L.
Maybe we should change the name. Bombay to Hell.
Okay. Next up around the world. So Trump wrote a letter to North Korea yesterday canceling the meeting that was supposed to take place June 12th in Singapore, and now North Korea says they still want to have the meeting. Too little, too late.
So are they open to what? It's the question.
Did you read the letter?
People have what? The letter that came back from the letter from Trump or the letter?
The letter from Trump. Yeah, the letter from Trump.
Yeah, actually, I did. The decision to write the letter is something that's a part of this as well, because he said that it came down to a trail of broken promises. He dictated the letter, apparently. Yesterday afternoon, he blamed tremendous anger and open hostility for the meeting. This has to do with things that Kim Jong-un, said about Secretary of State Pompeo and Vice President Pence.
Did you know that the last meeting that they were supposed to have with our security officials who were doing the security research for where the meeting would take place, that they were supposed to meet with North Korean officials and they stood them up? They just never showed up. They waited. Our people waited for hours and hours. This was not something that I think was publicized until yesterday. So we were stood up on a date, and that's one of the reasons why he wrote the letter. Beyond the comments that Kim Jong Fatty had made about Mike Pompeo and Vice President Pence.
If he hears you said that, he may not want to come get together with President Trump.
Well, I really enjoy calling him that because that's what people in China call him, and then he had it banned on the internet over there. So you can actually get arrested if you tweet Kim Jong Fatty. And the thing that always, this is over a year and a half ago now when this happened, but the thing that always made me suspicious of China actually stood up and said, oh, yes, you're not allowed to say that. So China made it illegal in China to also call him that, even though he's in North Korea. So, that's a little thing to make you go,
All right, so here's what the letter actually says. Here's what Donald Trump dictated. Quote, I was very much looking forward to being there with you. Sadly, based on the tremendous anger and open hostility displayed in your most recent statements, I feel it is inappropriate at this time to have this long-planned meeting. The letter goes on. You talk about your nuclear capabilities, but ours are so massive and powerful that I pray to God they will never have to be used. A very subtle warning. To
me, this letter is a little schizophrenic. It's all over the place. It's well, 1 minute he's praising him. Oh, supreme leader, blah, blah, blah. No, you're just a dictator. Let's everyone stop calling him the supreme leader and bowing down to this guy. And then in 1 minute it's, oh, our weapons can blow up your weapons. And then it's, but I'd love to meet you anyway. And I really look for this letter is all over the place. When I read this, I was like, of course he dictated this.
Horse is bigger than your horse.
Yeah, all well, right. It's so but typical Trump.
He is not a dictator. He is only the first four letters. Actually, there's only three letters of that word. That's
who. Ooh, you want another story about someone who's also
yes,
like that?
Yes,
I got
somebody
two
else.
More. So Harvey Weinstein, exactly.
Oh,
Harvey Weinstein.
Dictator. Yes,
he is going to be charged with rape in New York. So he is expected to turn himself in. I believe he is still in either California or Arizona where he's been hiding out in quote-unquote rehab. And so now he, this morning, at some point, he is expected to surrender to one of the New York precincts with his lawyer. And then another person in the news, so much going on for a Friday of a holiday weekend especially. You remember the name Rachel Dolezal?
No.
You will remember when I tell you she is that woman who I, quote-unquote, identified as black, even though she was technically white.
Oh,
the
yes.
NAACP leader.
Oh, yeah, right. Yep.
Remember her? It's been a while.
It was last year sometime, yeah.
Yeah, well, she has been charged with welfare fraud. She has been, she, of course, famously was, and she was somewhere in the NAACP. She was an official there. She was the white woman who posed as African American for years, changed her name even to Nkechi Diallo. She's also known as Rachel A. Dolezal. That's how she was born. And, according to officials out in the in Spokane where she lives, she apparently owed the government between $10,000 and $20,000. She took advances on welfare yep. services, and so now she is going up the river for that. She's got a lot of other bank issues. $84,000 in money that has been deposited into her account for speaking engagements and things like that. All the while she was collecting welfare.
Really? So she's yes. going up the lazy river to that old...
It would appear so.
Big
yep.
pen.
It right. would appear so. Yep.
I remember thinking, this is one of the great examples of complete... These are the kind of people that give good people working in these areas a bad name. This sort of thing. It was. And you had to... When that happened, I remember... Huh? I remember thinking that to myself. Huh? What? What'd she do? What is she? Who does she say she is? And there you go. Another fine.
She actually could face up to 15 years in prison.
Good. Well, I don't know. Good. I shouldn't say that. But the idea of what really goes on in some of these circles, the people who come up with scams, that's a really inventive, pretty creative.
That one, that was a head scratcher.
Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Jennifer's off today. Kara is on vacation back, I think, next week. We'll be here Monday, Memorial Day, for your listening and dancing pleasure, as is the history and the course of action that the program and some of its forebearers have taken, wanting to be here, liking to be here, feeling like it's a public service. We're doing a service. And so why wouldn't you want to have discussions about Memorial Day, things that are important for the weekend, the red, white, and blue be displayed here and there? Who's doing that? If you are, you can share your stories and other things about the weekend on Twitter to either me at Doug Steffen or to Victoria at On Air Victoria, or just send it to at Doug at DJV, say it again, Doug, at DJV Show. Or you can post stuff for us to send to put up on Facebook.com/DJV Show. I think the most interesting thing is Harvey Weinstein expecting today to turn himself in to the police. Who's his lawyer? Is there any information on the lawyer he's using?
Well, I think initially, didn't he have Lisa Bloom? And then she backed away from the whole case.
Yeah, right, that's
Gloria Allred's daughter. Yeah. Right. And so I don't know who he has now. He's definitely been seen with He has a New York-based attorney named Benjamin Braffman, and apparently he's got another lawyer out in L.A. I'm sure he has a whole team. He still has plenty of money, even though the company has been taken away from him and he settled with his now ex-wife for $20 million or whatever, which is not a lot compared to what he has.
Yeah.
So
I think I saw somebody he had $49 million in cash and a bunch of other assets that are worth another $40-50 million, so, right.
Yeah. It is interesting to me, though, that after all this time, that I guess there's no statute of limitations on rape. I know there isn't on murder, but after all this time, he's going to be charged with two counts, one in the first degree, one in the third degree, from two different women. So that's
By the
kind
way,
of interesting after all this.
What happened to Attorney General Eric Schneiderman? He was up the same river, wasn't he?
He disappeared.
I thought he was thinking to myself, okay, he's why gone, is he like, there? Where is he?
His protection style into the night.
Right, when the full moon is bright. By the way, did you see the moon last night? Even though it isn't full? Oh, fabulous.
It's
what
full
a beautiful
this weekend,
day
right?
yesterday. Yeah, it's full this weekend, I think, on my Sunday night, Monday morning. It's fabulous, though. The sky was so blue. The weather is so great around the country. A great week. Oh, it's going to be a little wet here in the Northeast, I think. But
we had like 8 days in a row of rain. I can't take any more rain.
It's dying out
real
fast.
Nice.
All right, 17 past the hour. Here's a really special opportunity for those of you who are using Calitrin, and you know how wonderfully helpful it can be to lose weight. I got a note from somebody in Tennessee who said she lost 35 pounds using Calitrin. She's kept it off for over a year. So she knew about Calitrin before we started talking about it, Victoria. And now there are many more people who have checked in on this, and they're using this product, which is all natural. This is really the way to lose weight. They'll send you a guide, a weight loss guide, all the information about how your body actually works. There are examples and suggestions of what you should be eating, how your gastrointestinal system works, what you should do. It's all about the food you eat, and it is about the food you eat as well as having the measure of quality that comes from using this product. Calitrin is collagen, and collagen is the major building block, the essential ingredient for protein in your body, collagen. So this is an all-natural product, natural digestive enzymes to help you absorb the collagen fully as part of the makeup of Calitrin. So with this product, you will lose weight in an intelligent way. The benefits of using it go on as long as your arm, and that's why I like this brochure that answers all the questions that come from people who were, you know, this is something you take at night before you go to bed. You gotta wait a couple hours after you eat before you take it. So just before bedtime, you take it, and it goes to work all night. You're ready for sleep, and bingo, it goes into active mode. So, and the energy you get from taking this, too, it isn't going to wake you up, but it will give you a lot of energy to start your day. All right, so I can go on and on and on singing the praises of collagen, how wonderfully well it works. Here's the best part of this whole thing. For this weekend only, Calitrin will double your order for the same price. So what was heretofore 3 month supply, you get an extra 3 month supply for the same price. So you pay for three bottles, you get six. Now that is a deal. You buy a 3 month supply, you get an extra 3 month supply free. So do this right now while you're thinking about it. Pretty simple to do it. You go to toploss.com for the special deal. Use the DJV code in the box. Check out the box, DJV, toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOPLOSS. That's 833-867-5677. But take advantage of this special opportunity to, instead of buy three at the regular price, you're going to get six for what you would normally pay for three. So three free bottles just for this weekend only. And what else can I tell you? It's a great product. I love it. All right. Don't forget. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV.
Help Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And change at the hour here on the DJB show. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, last night on television. Let's see what I watched. An old Blue Bloods. And I watched, what else? I don't know. I watched Daisy May's eyes for a while. Staring into her eyes. Very exciting. She's a sweet little girl. She really is. All right, so it wasn't. We've already gotten into the drought, although I did see some interesting things about some of the shows that were on. Every one of the websites that has anything to do with TV seems to be happy to give you a list of the shows that have been canceled, and there seems to still be some flux in that, because some shows on one network are going to other networks, and so that doesn't seem to be completely worked out yet. But in the near term, what do we have tonight and this weekend? Oh, I know, there was the Michael Jackson thing. I didn't watch that because I just think it's just opportunistic. It's a way of getting ratings last night.
Yeah, his family wasn't happy about that, and they've been pretty vocal. Everyone who runs his estate, his sisters and his mother and father, they were not happy that ABC did that. But like you said yesterday, that's obviously just a ratings ploy.
Right.
Last night was a bunch of old interviews.
Yeah, it's just rehash of the same old crap, and it was the way the rating thing works, they take the ratings on television in February, May, and November. So the sweeps that you hear about are over as of last night, so that's why all this stuff is so flat from here on going forward. So, but there must be some good tonight, Victoria.
Well, it is a good night to make sure that your Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime subscriptions working. Are working well, because there's not a whole lot. Tonight at 8 on CBS, it's Undercover Boss Celebrity Edition. However, the celebrities are probably no one you would ever have heard of, Doug.
Oh, I know what I saw a little of. Hollywood Game Night. And it was a great panel of very well-known actors and actresses. That was on last night on NBC.
Who was that? Which one is that?
That's the one
that
from
Jane
the
Lynch?
Lady from. Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah, she does
a
great job.
Show,
She's very good at that, and it's a fun show. Yep, she came up with it a couple of years ago. The idea.
One recommendation I'll give, I started watching the Picasso miniseries that Antonio Banderas stars in.
Oh,
he plays Picasso.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's so good.
It's so different for him to play a thoughtful character. Like, that last time he played a thoughtful character in history was Zorro.
Or Che Guevara in Evita.
Yeah,
right?
He did play, yeah.
But,
yeah.
But no, he's wonderful in it, and if you have any interest in art and World War II history, it is really, really fabulous. It plays good. And it's shot just like a movie. The scenery's
good.
Gorgeous, too. So that's my recommendation for the weekend. If you're into food, there's a brand new Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives tonight at 9 on the Food Network, and a brand new Life Sentence on CW. Catch up on that show if you want, because it's been canceled. And new Deadliest Catch, which it looks insane as always. That's on
crazy.
Discovery at 10 tonight.
All right, music-wise, the Country Hall of Fame's new showcase, the Country Hall of Fame and Museum in Nashville, as following the success of its Dylan Cash and the Nashville Cats exhibit, is diving into outlaw country. Opening today, running for nearly 3 years, Outlaws and Armadillos, Country's Roaring 70s, traces the origins of the movement with Bobby Bear's game-changing 1973 album, Lullabies, Legends, and Lies, to the rise of Waylon, Willie, and the Boys, a full multimedia experience. The exhibit features a lot of memorabilia from Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Towns Van Zandt, and more. Some of the highlights in the exhibit include rare items like Kris Kristofferson's Green Army shirt from his days as a captain and airborne ranger, Willie Nelson's sneakers, bandana, and hat from the 70s, a never-before-seen archive of Waylon Jennings' personal photos. All that at the Country Music Hall of Fame.
I would die for you. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. It's tremendously easy for us to wildly proclaim that we would die for those we love. When we say that we will die for someone, what we are also saying, in a way, is that our love will die too. Instead of dying for someone, how about living for that person? And rather than focusing on what you would do for your loved ones, how about focusing on what you actually can do in this present moment for them? You can give your time. You can give your energy. You can give your love. And to do all three of those things, you will need to be alive. So rather than focusing on how you would die for others, go ahead and live for them instead. You are the beautiful gift of life that your loved ones treasure more than your absence. For inspiration and motivation, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee says there's no evidence to support allegations that the FBI spied on the Trump presidential campaign. After a bipartisan classified intelligence briefing, California Democrat Adam Schiff said there's also no evidence to support claims that any law enforcement agency failed to follow appropriate procedures. The top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell was asked if he learned anything new at the briefing.
Nothing particularly surprising. Again, it was classified.
He was speaking on Fox News. President Trump may have pulled out of the summit with Kim Jong-un, but he sends this message to North Korea.
We are more ready than we have ever been before.
And reports from North Korea are that Kim Jong-un is still willing to meet with President Trump. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Friday the 25th of May, happy Memorial Day. Hot dogs. Excuse me, I choked on that.
Did you choke on a hot dog?
No, I'm not. It came up and out the wrong way. Bratwurst. Let's see. Hamburgers. Is there anything I forgot in that list? What else is there for Memorial Day?
Well, I would eat a tofurger or a not dog, but sure.
Yes, right. I had one of those not dogs. Not bad.
I don't think they're that bad, but other people think they're just disgusting.
All right, today is National Wine Day. Where's Jennifer when we need her? Actually, Jennifer is hosting yet another political bigwig breakfast, isn't she today?
Didn't I hear her
talking about that yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
She's become quite the source for political insiderism as the host. Not only is she here on this program as a co-host, but she, for those of you who don't know, does a local Los Angeles program on a prominent radio station there. It's probably the most political radio station in the city, and thus she is on for 3 hours in the morning there and has become the go-to person for the politicians who want to schedule outreach, breakfast, that sort of thing. So about once a month now, lately, I think. And she's been hosting breakfast.
Seems like
400, 500, 600 people come to these things to listen to these guys gab on about nothing. But she's, she's
good. It's a little better than that.
Well, it depends on your point.
She works hard to get. She got.
No, no, I'm not talking about her.
Together. Yeah.
She put the, she puts a lot of them together. People come to her and ask her to put them together. I'm not. This is not about her. This is about the people, politicians, and they're yammering on.
Yeah.
They usually are just a little too much to spend your breakfast listening to. Anyway, the today National Wine Day is a tribute to when wine was actually discovered 7,000 years ago in the Fertile Crescent. If you want to go back to an Indiana Jones movie, this was for those of you who remember the necklace that had the picture of the Fertile Crescent. So this is where the folks there did, they mistakenly fermented their grapes into wine. They didn't know they were doing it, apparently. So it became something. Isn't it interesting when you think about what gets eaten or what gets smoked and how it came? Who's the first person to say, well, the grapes got squashed and somebody said, well, let's drink that. And that's really where wine came from. The stuff, the more you fermented. How long does it take to get a good bottle of wine? Is it a year or a week? 2 years? How long does it take? Sometimes you hear about very expensive wine that's a century old or something.
Right.
But I don't know. What's the...
I think that I've read recently, and this is definitely a Jennifer question, but I've read recently that not all wine actually gets better with age. It's only certain vintages and certain grapes that when they make it into wine, there are some bottles that age for a long time and get better, and then there are others that are just a younger wine that actually kind of gets worse with age. So it's better to drink it when it's younger. Yeah.
So what is there about the unromantic drinking out of a box that goes on now? There's wine that comes in a box. Wine that comes in a bottle.
Wine's been around. That's really more your generation than mine. But
is it?
Oh, yeah, okay. That's like a 60s and 70s thing. But there is boxed wine that's back now, and it's a lot better, apparently, than the way than what it used to be. It's better quality.
Yeah. Well, anyway, white, red, rosé, whatever you get today or for the weekend, it helps to celebrate the weekend. A lot of beer gets purchased and chugged down. Wine, a little more sophisticated. You'll find a lot of deals today at Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, places like that.
Yeah.
So we'll
Whole Foods has an unbelievable, if you like rosé, which I do, Whole Foods has a killer rosé sale, and it's going to go all weekend long. Yep.
Is it made, do they make their own, or do they have processed in the, as a house label?
No, they don't have their own label, but they have you know, the Whole Foods wine stores that are usually attached to a Whole Foods store, they have a ton of different kinds of rosé, different brands, and so there's a lot of sales going on. So it's a good weekend to coincide for wine, for National Wine Day and Memorial Day weekend. It kind of all works well together.
All right, so let's go back just a bit, and I want to fast forward to a couple of these other people who are involved in the same kind of scandal Harvey Weinstein is. But I noticed Gwyneth Paltrow has been all over the place with accolades about, she was on with Howard Stern, I think, yesterday, talking about the day Harvey Weinstein sexually harassed her.
Mm-hmm.
She was 22 years old at the time. And when Brad Pitt, who she was dating at the time, found out about it, he went to Harvey Weinstein and gave him the old what for.
Apparently grabbed him by the neck.
Yeah, right. So. Yeah. And so that was there's an interesting story to that, but there's always interesting stories. Now,
I don't think Brad ever worked with him directly either after that.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think so, because he has his own production company, Plan B, and then he's done a lot of other different movies. But I don't know that after that experience, I don't know that they worked together.
Did he, Weinstein, go after Angelina Jolie as well? Is there any history to them?
She said, well, Angelina Jolie said when she was about 18 or 19, she had not the same type of run-in that Gwyneth and the other girls have had, but I guess he started down that path with Angelina, and she said she never worked with him again in her entire career. She stayed
what
away
about
from him
Uma
and she
Thurman?
Warned other people.
Was Uma Thurman?
I don't know about Uma Thurman, actually. I don't know. I haven't heard her name in this.
Yeah. All right. There's a story floating around today that is sort of an update on the accusations leveled against Morgan Freeman of inappropriate behavior. He's 80 years old now, and certainly, arguably, one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. He was a mechanic, you know, before he was an actor. Somehow or other, he got to play a bit part as an extra in a movie about 50-some-odd years ago, and was bitten by the acting bug, and thus came about a career driving Miss Daisy, Shawshank Redemption, a lot of great movies. I thought I really actually quite like him. But
everybody,
I don't know,
does.
That
that's kind of why this is so upsetting.
Well, what upset most people first was his dating his granddaughter. But she wasn't really by blood. So, right. But it's still kind of an icky thing. The same, cut out of the same cloth, as seems to me, as what's his face, that troll Woody Allen, and mm-hmm. his adopted daughter, the same kind of stuff. So I think that the kid from that marriage, isn't it, who is the guy that's been responsible for really opening all this up, the Harvey Weinstein?
Ronan Farrow.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Mia Farrow's son.
Mm-hmm.
With
Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although they've never declared that, but hello, take a look at him.
Right.
My mom,
Rangers
every time, it's so funny.
In
yeah,
the
and
night.
apparently people say, well, if you don't think he looks like Frank, wait till you hear him sing. And so, Woody Allen, I guess, never officially said that.
I know what else I watched last night. I love Steve Harvey and Showtime at the Apollo, which is on Fox on Thursday nights, and they had their season finale, and some guy with a voice like Barry White, everybody who's listening right now who saw this is going, yeah, I know what you're going to say, especially since we mentioned Frank Sinatra. This kid who has a voice just like Barry White and should have done a Barry White song, instead did New York, New York,
mm-hmm.
and you know, who does that but Frank Sinatra? And Joe Piscopo, maybe.
Yeah.
And you can get away with it. The audience booed. If you ever watch this, the audience really gets into it. And they pretty much judge who comes back. And even Steve Harvey said, look it, man, why are you doing that song? Frank Sinatra's never been in the Apollo. Why did you go do Barry White, pal? Anyway, back to Morgan Freeman. Eight women have come forward accusing him of sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior. There was a young production assistant who worked on Going in Style, which was a great movie. He and Michael Caine and Alan Arkin did a bank heist. She says she endured a couple of months of harassment with him, subjecting her to unwanted touching and comments about her figure. He rested her hand, she says, on her lower back, or rubbed her lower back. In one incident, she said, he kept trying to lift up my skirt and ask if I was wearing underwear. That's not going to get you too far these days, pal. Eventually, he said, Alan Arkin made a comment telling him to stop it. Morgan got freaked out and didn't know what to say. Freeman also made a habit of making sexual comments to entertainment reporters at press junkets, too.
I saw some of the tape of yesterday. He's described, one of the head writers of Madam Secretary actually worked with him in the production.
He's the producer
company
of that show, yeah.
Is he? Okay, so then that's another connection then, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well,
yeah.
It's a female writer, and she said that he wasn't in the office every day, but when he did go into the office, every female working there just dreaded it, that he was just like a creepy uncle. He would constantly just look women up and down, that it was just, that it was very obvious. I don't know that he ever physically did anything, but the creepy factor is very high, apparently, with him.
Well,
and then in press junkets,
and especially when you're 80 years old doing that kind of stuff, it doesn't, no matter when you do it, it's inappropriate, but it's even creepier when you're 80 years old or whatever. So, anyway, that's a sad story about an icon for sure. 45 past the hour. To all those of you who are in the service at the moment, for all those of you who have been in the service, whether you're a man or a woman, in addition to being thankful for the services that you have rendered, there are opportunities this weekend for you to save money, to get great deals on things. And one of them continues to be the special deal from MyPillow, MyPillow.com, where if you use the promo code DJV, you can find anything on the site for 50% off. Well, now, as a member of the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Coast Guard. You will be thanked for your services doubly. Just ask when you go in there. There's a special box. There actually is a phone number, too, at MyPillow.com. But you got to start by using the promo code DJV, and then you get on to the buying whichever pillows you want, whichever mattress you want, whichever sheets you want, but all special deals for special people who have served our country well. The Memorial Day sale continues this weekend at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's DJV. Get these great pillows. Enjoy them. They have this patented adjustable fill. They never go flat. You can wash them in the machine, dry them. They're great pillows, and as a thank you for your service, the folks at MyPillow, special deal, another 30% off. Now, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
At Kohl's Memorial Day weekend sale, take an extra $10 off when you spend $25 or more. Get swimwear for the family starting at $15.99, flip-flops just $9.99, beach towels $14.99, and this weekend, you'll get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Thursday through Monday, only at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid May 24th through 28th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day savings for great deals to update your home inside and out. Refresh your walls or renew your deck with $10 to $40 off select paint, primer, and stains. And if you've been craving new appliances, get up to 40% off appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 5/30 and via rebate. Appliance offer valid through 6/6. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
If we're going to apply the creep-out zone, Victoria, there's nothing creepier than the continuing information about the fellow who shot up Las Vegas. Apparently,
oh, right, yeah.
His hairstylist, he had a hairstylist. There's been a 2,100-page document that came from the Las Vegas police about the investigation into that shooting in, when was it, last year?
Mm-hmm.
It was
last
in
October.
The summer of last year, was it? Yeah. Anyway, she apparently reported him earlier in the year. He would come into the thing and talk about hurting a lot of people, firing guns into crowds from a casino, that kind of stuff. And she apparently told the police that. She told police, this guy's name was Paddock, by the way, if you don't remember, that he couldn't believe an outdoor arena was built in such a way that a shooter could fire into the crowd from a casino across the street.
Talk about
she
that
believed,
being so literal.
Yeah, oh. Right, exactly, like a prediction of the future. The stylist told police that, and then she said, quote, I wonder what she's worried about, referring to the girlfriend, Mary Lou Danley, who would come into the salon, and she apparently was worried and said that she was worried about this guy. And so there are two things that this is the craziness, and we go back to the whole business about police and authorities and how well trained, and people say, well, where does harassment start and or end, and where does protecting the public come in? And this circumstance,
did the police do anything after this?
Nothing. Zero.
Because this is such a literal prediction, like you said, of what actually happened. And when Mary Lou Danley came into the salon, she said, yeah, I got to get out of the country because he's talking crazy stuff. He's going to kill a lot of people, and I got to get out of here. And then she did. She left the country.
Right. And then he did. He shot a lot of people.
Oh, crazy. Yeah.
He should suffer the same fate. Well, he did. He put himself out of his misery. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with 1-800-676-9879.
One call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Of technology. Yes, it is Tech Talk time. So from 5 to number 1, Victoria will traverse this arena. We've talked about some of these stories this week. The top 5 items from technology, starting at number 5, which is, yet again, if you look through the top 5, there's always going to be room for a Facebook-type story. So now, what's new this week from them?
Well, Facebook users in the United States who want to run certain ads on the platform will now need to hand over their last 4 digits of their social security number and a picture of a government-issued ID. This is the new requirements. This is how Facebook is going to attempt to combat the Russian interference or any foreign interference with political ads, especially on Facebook. And so now they need to prove, or you need to prove, that you are actually in the United States if you are buying an ad on Facebook with anything that is politically motivated. They have a whole bunch of categories now that are going to fall under this this new restriction. Anything that's a political campaign, any ad related to civil rights, immigration, guns, the economy, and other issues, abortion, terrorism, military stuff, things like that. Even education and health and guns, all of those categories, if you're going to put an ad that has anything to do with any of them, that's what you now need to do. Give hand over the last 4 digits of your social. They say after 6 weeks that the information that they collect on you will disappear or will be deleted. That probably is going to be the next scandal. That probably won't be deleted in 6 weeks. However, this is what Facebook says they now need to do to make sure no foreign person is interfering.
Number 4. Yes, number 4, a drone. This is we've sort of been in and out of the drone stories this year so far.
Yeah, the U.S. Department of Transportation announced this week that 10 state and local governments have been selected to test advanced drone applications as part of a program to ease them into the American skies. Currently, there really isn't anyone in charge of where drone airspace is. It's not; it doesn't have a high enough altitude for the FAA to take over, so state and local governments are kind of left figuring out how to handle this. And so the cities that were selected: San Diego, Reno, Nevada, Bismarck, North Dakota, Memphis, Tennessee, Durant, Oklahoma, Herndon, Virginia, Topeka, Kansas, Raleigh, North Carolina, Fort Myers, Florida, and Fairbanks, Alaska. You may start seeing drones flying not that far above head at night, and some of the drones will actually have a real purpose. They, in Reno, drones will deliver life-saving equipment along with the 911 system. In Fort Myers, Florida, drones will be used to survey the mosquito population, which can actually be very helpful. And the department believes that once they get this program up and running, it could bring $82 billion in economic benefits and create 100,000 jobs. Which
and there's
great.
No FAA involvement because they fly too low,
they're
right?
Figuring it out. I think eventually the FAA will have involvement with this, especially as soon as a drone crashes into something, then we know there's going to be issues there. But
lovely.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, moving on. The top five items in the world of technology. Focus now on the number three item.
Yes, this is a big plea from the state of California and from New York City as well. Any other, and I'm sure this is happening around the country, but these are the two big stories this week. In terms of people throwing out their old electronic devices that contain lithium-ion batteries. Now, these are the batteries that typically power cell phones, laptops, rechargeable power tools, things like that. Do not throw them away in the regular garbage. What's happening is they're exploding in waste facilities. 65% of waste facility fires in California began last year with lithium-ion batteries. So if you are, and this actually, when two garbage men in Queens, New York, they compressed the garbage truck and people had thrown lithium-ion batteries in there and it exploded and injured two garbage men. So this is really not something to be taken lightly. You can properly, across the country, at a Home Depot store, Lowe's, and Best Buy, you can properly recycle all of these devices. So take them there. Don't just throw them out in regular garbage because it really could hurt someone seriously and cause a lot of fires. We had in New York, we had the Long Island Railroad was put out of business for 4 days because of track fires related to this.
All right. Number two, dangerous. Danger, danger, Will Robinson.
Danger, yes. If you have a Fitbit, you may want to return it or stop wearing it. Several people are reporting now that their Fitbit has shocked them. One man got an electric shock that left a big burn mark on his wrist, and there are a lot of other similar stories. Fitbit says that if you have any problems with your device, call them, alert them immediately, and let them know what's going on so they can give you a brand new one. But it can lead, and if you have a pacemaker, do not wear a Fitbit. That's another big
one. Number one has to do with a new rule for the president on Twitter.
Yes, a federal judge in New York ruled this week that President Trump is in violation of the Constitution when he blocks users on Twitter. It's apparently a victory for the First Amendment advocates and for people like Chrissy Teigen who have been blocked by him.
Oh, my God, no. Say it isn't so.
Lots of celebrities were blocked.
Exactly. All right. So that's it. The news from the world of technology here. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.